USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration after Sunday's storms in North Texas. The declaration covers 16 counties that got hit by severe weather. At least three tornadoes have been confirmed by the National Weather Service, including an EF3 twister in Dallas. Six people were injured in the storms. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator Rand Paul, are debating on the Senate floor how many U.S. troops should be in Syria and for how long.
If our goal is to create a Kurdish homeland and to defend it for them, yes, we need a debate and a vote, and we need authorization of force. You can't just say we're going to stay there forever. It would take tens of thousands of troops if you want to pacify Syria. It's not been pacified for 8 years. It's an utter and complete mess, and it's time we get the hell out.
The Kentucky Republican this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Justice Department is announcing a new plan to collect DNA from migrants. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
The Trump administration wants to take DNA samples from detained migrants, and the Justice Department has given notice of a proposed rule that restores authority that was given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. This law will direct the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule is being published today and will be open to public comment for 20 days.
A Colorado mother who portrayed her young daughter as terminally ill is now accused of murdering the girl. An indictment against Kelly Turner says she faked a series of medical conditions for 7-year-old Olivia Gant. Investigators say Turner gave Olivia medication she was not supposed to take before killing her in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
House Republicans are unveiling a health care plan after most of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have various plans, including Medicare for all. Colorado Republican Congressman Mike Johnson joins Fox and Friends and says that this plan would put the power back in consumers' hands instead of a bureaucracy.
The design here is to empower patients and their doctors instead of bureaucrats and insurance companies, which is really the problem right now.
President Trump is firing back at his critics in an exclusive interview. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
And finally, Dunkin' Donuts that is rolling out a new plant-based menu option. Dunkin' says the Beyond Sausage sandwich will be available after a test run in New York. The sandwich will be available across the nation starting November 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.